It's no slang cover, the girl said. I know the screwsman did the pull, and I can put you to him, swift enough.
Aye, aye, Thalby said.
I swear, the girl protested, looking ever more desperate. I swear.
Who's the bloke, then?
I'll not say.
Aye, but I suppose, Thalby said, that you'll find this gent for us if only we set you free for a bit of hunting him down. Isn't that right?
Thalby shook his head and looked at the girl to see her expression of astonishment. They were always astonished, these low types, to hear a crusher fill in the details of their tale. Why did they always take a man of the force for a total flat and dumb fool? But it was Thalby who was surprised, for the girl very calmly said, No.
No? Thalby said.
No, the girl replied. I know exact where he's to be found.
But you must lead us to him, Thalby said.
No, the girl said.
No?
Thalby hesitated.
Well, then, where's he to be found?
Newgate Prison, the girl said. Several moments passed before Thalby fully appreciated her words.
Newgate Prison, he said.
The girl nodded.
What's his name, then?
The girl grinned. Soon after, Thalby called for a runner to go to the yard and notify Mr. Harrenby's office directly, for here was a story so strange it very likely had some truth to it. By dawn, the basic situation was clear to the authorities. The woman, Alice Nelson, was the mistress of one Robert Egger, recently arrested on a charge of forging £5 notes. Egger had protested his innocence. He was now in Newgate Prison, awaiting his trial in court. The woman, deprived of Egger's income, had turned to various crimes to support herself and was nabbed in the act of picking a bug. According to a later official report, she showed a most overpowering apprehension of confinement, which probably meant she was claustrophobic. In any case, she turned nose on her lover and told all that she knew, which was little enough, but enough for Mr. Harrenby to send for Egger.